Log Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. And this is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Blog Talk Radio from 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening. For it gives me great privilege and I am highly honored to be able to come to you on Tuesday evening. And this is the show we try to enlighten you and give you some type of understanding about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So I tried my best to ask Allah to give me the ability to disclose to you the words of God that is given in Revelation, the words of God that you read in most of your scripture in the Torah and in the Bible, as well as the Holy Quran. My name is Murad Muhammad, and this broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks. We try to come to you every week, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, nonstop. And we try to give you presenters that's capable of enlightening you in different aspects of the world, different aspects of your life, and how you can develop your life to be the life that God wants for all of his human beings, not just some of us, all of us. And if, in fact, you have the ability and understanding what God wants and you keep it to yourself, it's a curse, brothers and sisters. For you and I are supposed to give it back. And not to the brother and sister who's on his way on the right track. For they can find their way. Long as they are obedient to God. There's those who are not obedient to God who need you. But for some reason we ignore them. We don't care anything about their welfare. We know they're headed for destruction. But we at least can warn them. Now, we don't have ability to change your mind. For even God is not trying to change your mind. But if you know the will of God, and you study the will of God, and you serve God as if you can see him, know that you can't see him, but he can see you. And then Allah will assist you. But you got to go get it yourself, brothers and sisters. And tonight we want to take the simple things that you hear every day and see if we can put it in perspective to allow you to be able to grasp the understanding that God wants you to have. It's important to the Lord of all the worlds that created the heavens and the earth that you get the proper understanding. And we forget where we have come from. For we pay attention to just today. And some people will say that you're supposed to live today and don't forget you can die tomorrow. I heard Imam Wallerstein Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallerstein Muhammad, says he didn't like that saying. Why would you live today and grieve for tomorrow as if you want to die? As a Muslim, one who submits to the will of Allah, we live today and live tomorrow. We live for the future. We ain't trying to die. And that's one thing I want to speak about this evening, because I've been to a janazah as well as I went to funerals. And some great human beings have passed away. We put more emphasis on the dead and the grave than we do the living. And what puzzles me is that this understanding comes from men who claim that they know scripture. And it's puzzling to me, and I say puzzling because I guess I don't really want to comprehend that they are Christians that know more about living than those who claim that they are expert in El-Islam. That's amazing, brothers and sisters. And maybe I can shed some light on that because I went to quite a few funerals. And what really intrigued me, that it wasn't a male that I was talking about, even though I was very happy to hear two males, but I heard a female. And that female broke down the human being. And leaving a denaz, I said, my God, they should have switched. Because one that claimed he knows was talking spookism that I thought came out the church. But I found out that a Christian female minister, you would have thought she was giving a janazah. You see, if you don't travel and broaden your scope, that's what they say, travel and broaden your scope, and you have to interact with people to see them for their true self. And Allah blesses who he pleases, when he pleases, but we got these hang-ups. And the hang-up is that we believe that we are the only one that has been chosen. Well, you should check your history. So did the Jews. So did you fall in that category that you think you have more than the others? And if, in fact, you think you got more than others, then why are you keeping it to yourself? Why is every day that you wake up and you go into the masjid to talk to 5, 10, 15, all right, I'll give you 50. Why do you go on Monday and you talk to 10 or 15 brothers and sisters? Wednesday, 5 or 10 brothers and sisters. Thursday, and on Friday, you might talk to 50 to 100. And you repeat the same thing over and over and don't come on Saturday. How about calling a talim? And you might draw 30 people. Isn't somebody saying something to you? You think Allah's got to smack you to wake you up? No, he don't need you. But until you do for yourself, God is not going to help you. God bless the child that helps himself. God bless the child that helped himself. Now, what part of that you didn't hear? So if you don't help yourself, God is not going to help you. You see, brothers and sisters, Allah doesn't count. I didn't say it. The Lord of all the world said it. He doesn't count, meaning the air he give you, the food that grows out of his earth, the sky, the moon, the stars, he doesn't count. We men count. And so when people can only count 30 people at a talim, and 5 people on Monday and Tuesday, and 10 people on Wednesday and Thursday, and on Friday, 30 people, something is wrong. But not in just one area. Put them all together on the most important day of the week, important day of the month, the most important day of the year is Friday, Jumu'ah Day. Jumu'ah Day, congregation, Ummah coming together, you're not drawing them. Something is wrong. And then you wonder why we need communication. For some reason, we're not communicating. And then we want to condone the wrong. You're not going to progress because you got out the classroom. You thought this is a game. You thought that you can do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed one from amongst us, and he gave it to us. For he had continuity for 35 years of teaching us how to connect the dot. For 35 years teaching us the simple things that we was doing wrong. For 35 years you couldn't get in the door. While brothers and sisters, 12,000, 15,000, he has opened up all doors through the entire religious world. I'm talking about Imam Waridin Muhammad, And because he came from amongst us and he looks like us, walk like us, talk like us, came from the womb of Sister Clara Muhammad, the seed of the honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with both of them and grant them paradise, as well as their son, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. Separate their sins from their goodness and grant them Jannah, heaven. But Imam Wallace D. Muhammad still in me, and I'm quite sure those who listen to him, he should have instilled it in you, that you can be in heaven while you live. Because if not, you won't make it to paradise. Oh, you ain't going to be shocked whether you in or you're not. I ask my children, how you do today? Oh, I did well, Dad. Week later, how did you do in school? Oh, I did well. Park card time. What kind of marks do you think you're going to get? As soon as that one say, well, I don't know. Well, why are you in doubt? Because something he didn't do right, or she. And then you ask the other one, what do you think you got on your report card? I believe I got straight A's. I might have got a couple B's, but I can guarantee you I'm on the honor roll. See, I like that. Because that one understands that what you put in is what you get out. So you know if you're in heaven, brother, sister. All the hell you are catching that you bring upon yourself, you can make that decision. So I ask you a question. Do you feel you're going to make it to the hereafter if you don't wake up tomorrow? Well, that's sad. And more important, that's grieve. You should be grieving if you got any common sense. But it doesn't have to be, brothers and sisters. You can be in heaven while you live. Just like knowing what grades you have. I've been doing my work. I believe I got them all right. And because you didn't get all A's, but you got B's, you're still on the honor roll. Well, the same way with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be pleasing in your soul while you live. Because you can die a death in this world. And when you die a death in this world, you don't move on. You should not be happy with yourself because Allah is not changing anything. I will not change a people until they change what's bothering their soul. Once again, God is saying, you and I must change those conditions. He gave us the capabilities, and you and I ignore those capabilities. Oh, we are some intelligent creatures. But you don't want to be intelligent. So what did you do? You learn the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Good. May Allah be pleased with him and grant him paradise. But don't get it misconstrued. No, he didn't come here to teach us religion. Why, how in the world are you going to learn religion and you are alcoholic? How in the world are you going to accept God and you are dope addict? How in the world you going to see God and you a pimp? How in the world would you understand God's words and you a prostitute? Why, brother, you a dope dealer. You a hoe. How in the world you going to understand anything when you eat the swine, the pig? And you don't give him credit? That he cleaned you up, took the drugs out of your arm and your system, took the pig out of your mouth. You don't believe that God didn't send the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Keep in mind, I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying. He sent him, and I'm going to prove how he sent him. He sent them to you and I to pick up our morals. We had no morals. This one screwing that one, that one screwing that one. You had men that didn't care who they went in and out of. Made babies just everywhere. You had women that have to lay down and open her legs and just let everything just drop in her. No conscience. No conscience of marriage. No conscience of family. Wow, brother, you deaf, dumb, and blind. And I'm going to ask Muhammad, picked you up. He cleaned you up. How did Allah send Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad? He sent them through his nature. Whoa! His nature, not his intellect. He had a third grade education. He became an alcoholic because he couldn't take care of his family. But Allah saw his heart. So he didn't come to teach religion. He was wudu. And for all of you don't understand, wudu is when we go and wash up before we make prayer. That's a ritual. But we had to clean up, brothers and sisters. We had to get rid of the drugs. We had to get rid of the alcohol. We had to get rid of those low morals. We had to begin to love ourselves. The female had to become queen, mother of the earth. Everything come out of that womb is a blessing. She didn't respect her own womb. She didn't care that life was put in her. Oh, I know you got protection. What protection? They tell you it ain't 100%. So you got life going in you, all different type of life. Wonder why you so confused and so mixed up. Is most of them can't even count. Well, how many men you had? I don't know. Because after five, you lost it. Just think about it. You know who you are. Just think about how many men that enter into you. And what did you have? Nothing. You don't have anything. But you gave up the gift that God gave you. That wound was special. What makes it special? Because that wound is where your father came out of. Not New Jersey, New York, San Francisco, Alabama. Not that father. Your father, Adam, came out the womb. Noah came out the womb. Moses came out the womb. Jesus came out the womb. Abraham came out the womb. Yes, Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came out the womb. Look how special you are. Noble Drew Ali, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, Booker T. Washington, the war. All these great men came out of your womb. Look how special you are, but you don't care about being special. Satan took your mind that you got away from it in the name of religion. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a good Christian. And you marry Jesus. You make love to Jesus. You don't need no man. But because the preacher preaches Jesus, you're in love with the preacher. And how do we know you're in love with the preacher? Because one preacher got up a few years ago and said, I want you all to know that I have AIDS. One-third of the congregation fainted, screamed. This is the truth. I mean, he's been through one-third of his congregation. But you chose to lay down with that man. Why? Because he was preaching Jesus. And you don't know if you're going to die from AIDS. The man that do all this preaching, but he's running through the female congregation. That's why you don't have a husband, because no man's going to stay around while you're in love with the preacher. Yes, it happened in El-Islam. We say El-Islam because that is our religion. But they take it as Islam. They don't have it just like you don't have it. So they run over here, they hide at night, they be in clubs, they wear wigs, they wear short dresses, then they come back and they look like the queen mother of the earth. I'll give them credit for one thing, they got some shame. But what's in the dark must come to the light. And then you wonder why we all confused. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put a stop to that, those who came under him. He cleaned us up. He was wudu. We had to clean up before we could stand upright in qiyam position. Yes. You had to come in qiyam position. You got to stand upright. And you thought you were just praying. No, Allah is saying to you, brothers and sisters, reach for the sky. Yes, that's what I created you for, to be able to utilize my heavens and my earth and everything between it. He needs nothing from his creation. So he ain't created for nobody but us. And us don't understand that it's trial and error. You want to fall, but you've got to get back up. And you have to trust in your Lord, and you have to stand fast. Now, I know some of y'all are sold to the right that you just abstain for everything. I don't need no man. There's something wrong with you. You're sick to even make that statement. See how Satan gets you, oh, I'm righteous, but now you're too far to the right. I don't need no TV. I don't need to be in politics. I don't need to go outside. I'll stay home. I'm not talking to that neighbor. Why? Well, she might make me weak. I ain't talking to a Jehovah's Witness. Why? He might convert me. I'm not going in that bar, even though I have to go to the bathroom. Why? Because the alcohol might tip me. Isn't that amazing, you coward? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we're going to have to struggle in this world, whether you like it or not. But you don't want to go through the struggle. So you dropped out of school. Why you dropped out of school? I don't like them teachers. I don't want to be in that classroom. You're not going to get an education. Unless you got a gift. Because if you're studying the words of God, then I can agree with you. Because the word of God supersedes everything. The Holy Quran is every knowledge with a small or large is in the Holy Quran. Now, you're a student of that. But don't tell me you're a student of the Holy Quran and you can't produce not anything. My brothers and sisters, on this Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, excellent, Mirage Speaks, will bring you the truth. To awaken you to be better than who you are. You got time, you're alive. And when you're alive, that means you have time to clean up. But you got to stop what you're doing. And you got to get back on the pattern in which God has created you to be. But I realize is that who we have in leadership is for their self-gratification. Our Christians and those who's in Islam, they for themselves. How do we know? It's easy. When you're in war and you start off with 1 million soldiers and today you got 30, don't common sense say you're losing that war? Yes, I'm counting. I'm human. I'm not Allah. You say that you got money and you well off, but you have no lights in your house. You have no running water. They get ready to repossess your home, your automobile. Why, brother, you walking. You catching a bus. Don't that tell you something? That something is wrong? And how is it that you can get up and preach every day but can't produce anything, nothing. You try everything. Oh, let's put a convention together. A convention. Now, if you're putting a convention together and you preaching to the congregation that you got to have 50 rooms, I'm quite sure someone's going to help them with that room. So that's 100 people. But the last convention, successful convention, had 1,000 rooms, and you couldn't get in them. Sold out. Now, you went from 1,000 rooms to 30. According to their number, there's only 30. You got 30 rooms, and you need 50. And the reason you're screaming, because one thing about the Caucasian way of doing business, you must guarantee them for you can hold their room. Well, let me break it down to you. You come into a hotel, and you say, I want you to block off 10 rooms. They say, we ain't doing that. 50 is the number. We will block off 50. So that's $100 a room. 50 rooms. 10 rooms is 1,000. Multiplied by 5. What do you got? 5,000. So if you run short of 10 rooms, you owe $1,000 out your pocket. So yes, they're going to preach, because that's a lot of money to just give somebody. But isn't that amazing that you only talking about 50 rooms? Something wrong with that picture. I'm not saying this to insult you. I'm saying when you're going to wake up and realize that you're off the pattern. And then nobody's coming. Yeah, I predict nobody's coming. Because the people understand that the same people that put this together is all new corporation. You know, if you got, and he don't wear pastel colors anymore, he wears dark colors, different suits, but the same low-lifed individual. If you have a hoe that's on the block and she wore pants and you take her out of that and put her in garments that will cover her, but you didn't touch her spirit or her soul or her intellect, it's just a hoe in better clothing. Well, I guess you got the picture. So if you change your corporation with the same mentality, what do you have? Men that's not going nowhere because they got out this classroom. Hasn't changed. You can't fool the people. You can fool them sometimes, but you can't fool them all the time. So the people don't woke up that same group received $50,000 from the despicable brothers that took that last year. $50,000. They got $800,000, but they gave them $50,000. Now you're selling cakes and pies and fish. Why? Because they got $20,000 for Id, but they don't want to blow that. So that's $70,000. Who controlled Id? The same one that controlled the $50,000. How do you accept crumbs off the table and you become Lazarus? Okay. You can't blame this on the white man, because these people look just like you. They'll rip you off for your masjid, and you supporting it. So I'm the only one who will say it openly, because why? We're supposed to be transparent, and you got to come back to the nature in which God has created you. They got off the pattern, and Allah ain't helping them. Now, you can come up under them, and they are so, one brother said, they curse. Because when they put up their imams, the imams that take their place, they're worse. Oh, my God, what are they studying? Surely ain't not the tafsir of Imam Wadi Din Muhammad. So they don't know what to say. Yeah, every last one of them. Sometimes they come up and say, oh, I didn't study today. I remember telling a kid, think you're going to beat Roy? When did you start training? I've been training for 6 months. Roy ain't got out of shape since he was 7 years old. You got a lot of catch up to do, brother. Well, the same way with a man that studies, he's always prepared. If you're studying. But if you live in, like most people say, live today as if you're going to die tomorrow, then you ain't got it, man. A Muslim lives for the future. Study for the future. And don't you think you're going to learn it all in this world. Because we evolve, we don't die. And that's one thing I would like to prove tonight, that we got men that's still in the grave. I'm talking about the physical grave. And just dismiss the living. We say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant of messenger of God. What follows that salute and that traditional salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, that is mentioned in the Bible, who we, the Muslims, refer to as the Ijil, as is given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sa'asa wa salam wa sawasuli kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salaka Allah wa deen. And brothers and sisters, it gives me great privilege, and surely I am honored to come in front of you once we give those words, that Allah allows our spirit to stand up, our soul to stand up. For it comes in threes. Dhikr Allahu Akbar comes in threes, not 99, just three. The growth of the human being comes in threes. You cannot have Jummah prayer or any Jummah prayer without three. You don't have to have 1,000, just three. But what is the three that Allah is talking about? I want you to listen. But when you call the Adam, you're calling your spirit. You're calling your spirit to stand up. You come to the prayer upright in Qiyam position. What is that? It's in the sky. Your soul becomes awakened. That's the three. Who leads the prayer? The soul. But if you got men that got a hole in their soul, they're going to take you a different direction. They ain't got it. And you're following that. But that body is what housed all of this. And that body came before all three of them. And that is the human body that Allah brought out of the earth and molded and shaped it and breathed into our father life. And when I say Adam, I mean Eve also. That's just simple common sense. So our parents was born in paradise, in heaven. It wasn't down here on earth. It was in heaven. And Allah gave us the crown of creation and made us intelligent. And if you read the scripture, you will realize how intelligent we are. All you got to do is go to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran said, in this book, there's no doubt. Brothers and sisters, there's no doubt in that book, the Holy Quran. But look to what Allah says, that I'm going to make a khalifa in the earth. A khalifa, not a caliph. You got the north side of Newark is a caliph. The central side, the south, a caliph. The east, a caliph. The west, a caliph. That's the problem. They got out of the school, out of the classroom. It's called khalifa, plural. And you should understand why Allah named us the khalifa. I'm going to create a khalifa in the earth. And Adam came out of the earth. Eve came out of the earth. And some of them read it wrong so they can dominate you, sister. You came from the rib of a man. Go in China. Go talk to the Buddhists, the monks. They're too intelligent for you to tell them that God brought the woman from the rib. You went for that. Because that's how Satan works. And then it said, put him to sleep. That got you. Well, even today, if you fall asleep, and something hits you, you wake up. How do I know that? Don't wash those dishes and go get in the bed. Mama will beat you awakened. I felt that pain in my sleep. So you don't have to tell me. Woman came from my rib, and I didn't feel no pain. But why would God, that's perfect and exact, makes no mistake, Eve, in the soul of the male, and then had to go and hurt the male to bring her out? Well, that don't sound like the Lord of all the worlds to me. That sounds like some man with this figure of his imagination that you went for it. So Allah breed, mold, and shape this one mold. And he named it Adam. And Adam is male and female. The difference from the woman and the man, we both got an Adam's apple. But the man's Adam apple stands out. But it still is Adam. Every human being has an Adam apple. So you don't even know that your mama and father is right there. However, he told his angels to bow to his new creation. But they questioned Allah in heaven. Who? The angels? Well, it can't be. The angels are created for God's will. They don't do nothing but the will of God. Whatever God says, they're obedient to God. So who is this one that questioned God? The book said he was an angel. Did you use your common sense? Because God says that I made you intelligent. But if you don't want it, it's not in your heart, you ain't going to see it. So you go for the fantasy that one of the angels rebel. If that happened, brothers and sisters, he can't be the Lord of all the worlds. Because he made a mistake. So how did that angel go wrong? The Christian says it was a fallen angel from heaven. Some call it a star fell from heaven. Same aspect. However, who is this one that questioned God? Jinns in heaven acted like angels. Yeah, he was an angel. You can say, my wife is an angel. That's the right title to give her. But do something she don't like. And so the jinn didn't like the idea that we came from mud and dirt and clay. And now we have to show them our intelligence. Angels, tell me your name. Lord. We only know what you teach us, Lord. We don't know our name. Not the jinn. Get that out of your mind. He's talking to his original obedient angels that he created. But he never gave them the intellectual mind of the human being. Look how powerful that is, brothers and sisters. They don't have your intellectual mind. I don't tell them their name. Adam began to tell them their names. And partially the jinns and the angels went down in sajda prayer. Everyone but that Iblis. Iblis would not bow. One jinn, very, very skillful creature. For he can come in and out down the atmosphere. He said, Lord, I will not bow down to mud and dirt. What is mud and dirt, brothers and sisters, today? You pimp. That's mud and dirt, you dope dealer. That's mud and that dirt, you woman abuser. That's mud and that dirt, you low moral individual. That's mud and dirt. Why would I bow down to mud and dirt, Lord? Listen to Allah. You asking me to bow down to that prostitute? You asking me to bow down to that hoe? That woman that commits adultery that calls her my wife, you want me to bow down to that? Allah says, no, don't bow until I breathe into my human being some of my spirit. And then we came to light. Now you bow. And if it's refused to bow, now we standing upright. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad cleaned us up. They wasn't bowing to that. But now we come into the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad bin Rasulullah. There is only but one God. We bear witness. We bear witness that there is one God, and we bear witness that Muhammad, the slave servant of Allah, the messenger of God, is the seal of the prophets. He breathed into us his spirit. And we now stand upright in Qiyam position. Bow down, Iblis. No. They still mud and they still dirt. And I'll prove to you, Lord, if you give me the will, I will prove to you that they ain't worthy. Gift that you gave them. How did you make them more intelligent than I? When you gave me life and brought me into the world of smokeless fire. That's too much power you gave them. You put them above the angels, Lord. But the angels have no rational understanding when it comes to you, Lord. Whatever you will, they hear and they obey. But this one that you brought out of mud and dirt, he can make a choice. He can choose wrong or he can choose right. He can be a whore, a prostitute, a low-life female that will screw everybody. He can be a pimp. He can be a dope dealer. He can be a dope addict. He can be an abuser when he chooses. That's too much power, Lord. Why, Lord, he don't even have to accept you. I don't believe in no God. Why would I believe in God? I know what you know not, Iblis. I'm going to give you this permission. And what are you going to do with it? He said, Lord, I'm going to come from their right and their left. I'm going to come from the back and the front. I'm going to be in their face. And I'm going to prove to you that they will disobey you. Allah says, you ain't going to trick my obedient human beings. You have no power over them, but I'm going to give you permission all the way to the day of judgment day to see who get out of heaven and take the jinns with you. Now Allah cast the jinns out of heaven that was up in heaven and cast Iblis out, the jinn in you and I. So Imam Warasdeen Muhammad was able to go in that Quran and found out that the jinn was a mercy to us. You know, brothers and sisters, if you're trying to run a race, win a race, you got to exercise. So you got to go through the exercise period to order to run cross country and come in first place. If you trying to be a fighter that boxes, you got to go through the exercise to be able to win the fight. You got to have stamina. Likewise with a wrestler, basketball player. And you can't go up with all them big, strong men and you don't lift weights. You got to put some weight on, muscles. You got to build yourself up in order to go through the difficulties to make that basket, to be able to run back and forth on that court, that basketball court. It don't come easy. The female must go through the struggle of having a baby. It doesn't come easy. You thought it was going to be easy, so Satan is a mercy. Why? Because you got to get in shape. Your morals got to be upright. Your soul got to be upright. Your spirit got to be upright. Your intellectual mind have to be obedient to God that controls the full extent of that body. You got to develop it. You can't sit around, wake up every day and just go where you're going and don't care nothing about developing yourself. You're weak. You're vulnerable. You're going to be tricked. You're going to be conned. Satan going to stab you in your back. You're going to be bamboozled. You're no match for Satan. But be obedient to God and stay in righteousness. Satan ain't loud in righteousness while we live. He ain't loud in righteousness in the hereafter. But those who step out, those who change their style of clothing so they can mingle with the low-life people, those who want to try drugs, say no to drugs. You can't say no. Say no to alcohol. You can't say no. Say no to freaking. You can't say no. Say no to stupidity. You can't do it. He got you. He got you. You're not living the life that God created you to live. Now just think about it. In the 21st century, today, we don't even want to come around Christians. Why? Because we in El-Islam. No, you in Islam, brother. Don't get at the El-Islam. You in Islam. That's your Islam. We don't want to come around Jews. We call them Lahudis. They called you heathens. That's the word. They just call you heathens. So you call them names, they call you names. You don't want to be around the Jehovah's Witnesses. You don't want to be around government. Oh, voting is out the question. You're afraid of that. So you put yourself in a box. But let's look at the perfect example of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Idol gods. They believe in many gods, 360 of them. They love Muhammad the Prophet. They loved his character. How could you love a man's character if you don't live amongst them? They called him Al-Amin, trustworthy. Called him a whole lot of other things that meant good. Well, he didn't hide. He walked amongst them. He talked with them. He interacted with them. And then when he got revelation, he came to their convention. I would like to speak. Speak, Al-Amin. Oh, you know the story. But you just quote, you ain't get it. It ain't resonating in your mind. Hey, man, your sister got married. Man, I ain't going to that nigga's wedding. That's your sister. Or you afraid they didn't give you the name Al-Amin? You ain't trustworthy around your family? Speak Al-Amin at my wedding. Oh, they got a picnic. I ain't going. They selling pork. Oh, yeah? So you ain't going? Because you ain't Al-Amin? Speak Al-Amin. They have a dance. They invited you. Man, I don't dance. They coming around those pork chop eating niggas. Speak Al-Amin. So I like to know, what was they eating back there practicing idol gods? Hell, you can get rid of the pig. Pig gonna kill you. That's you if you choose to eat it. You ain't hurting God. But when you decide to take on a God besides Allah, now you get punished. Well, Al-Amin went amongst those who took on a gods, plural gods. What part you don't understand? Speak, Al-Amin. I want to say there's only but one God. Ooh. I know you coward. They chased him. They tried to kill him. His whole family. But he feared nothing but God. Alhamdulillah. That's how I read the Quran, brother. I see me in the Quran. So I ain't got no man dictating to me. and keeping me in slavery. You are in slavery. That you don't understand who Muhammad the Prophet was, and he raised the Jews. He raised the Hindus. He raised all those people that was going the opposite way. And today, they call the holy city Mecca, Saudi Arabia. That's Muhammad the Prophet. Can nobody take credit for that? How did he do it? He mingled with all humanity, you coward. And today in the 21st century, you got your own Islam. The Pakistani is over there. The Turkey is over there. The Africans are over there. The African Americans are over there. But they got it worse. At least the Pakistanis with the Pakistanis, the Turkeys with the Turkeys, the brother from Saudi Arabia is with the Saudis, and so far and on. The African Americans cut up in five different tribes. One following the foreigners, the other one following Shiites, the other one following this one, that one, the one with Imam Wadisdi Muhammad, the other one with Ms. America. Oh, we just cut all up. We cut all up. At least they can say they mingle with their nationality. They mingle with those cultures that they grew up. But that's not El Islam. I don't care how you cut it up. It's not El Islam. And we fought men. We'd rather see men on drugs who no one's talking to. Men that's selling dope that none of us are talking to. Gangbangers. But you don't love Minister Farrakhan. Well, hell, at least he cleans them up. Now, you can't blame Minister Farrakhan anything that he leads you to, and that's where you go. But once you come into knowledge, brother, you owe a debt to Allah. You owe a debt, Alameddin. And that means you can't blame nobody. Because Allah will question you in the final day of judgment. Now, you can go ahead and put it on your mother, your father, or another individual. See, the one thing I like about Imam Wadisdin Muhammad, and I say it openly. My connection of the dot of the juice of the Holy Quran came from studying with Imam Wadisdin Muhammad one-on-one with no interference for all those years. And I guess he was proud of me because I went to all humanity. My success was I went to my Jewish brothers. I went to my Italian brothers, my Irishman brothers, my Latino brothers. Every person in all walks of life, including China, I walked amongst them. And they saw my nature. Never taught them what I'm teaching today. I ain't wear my religion on my sleeve. I wore my religion in my heart. It was written on my heart. The Holy Quran was on my heart. Oh, I know. Some of your spooky brothers said, well, now he's trying to be Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, I'm trying to be the Uswa of Muhammad the Prophet. He's an upright human being. Allah told him to leave us with that. Tell him that you are a mortal human being just like him. What part you missed? I want the good out of the man. I ain't trying to be a prophet. It's the seal of the prophet. But I'm bringing you the Quran. Allah teaches you in that Holy Quran. He teaches you directly if your heart is right. If your heart ain't right, brothers and sisters, you won't get it. Allah will not give it to you. So there's things that got us hung up. You got brothers giving janazas, telling you, do not give credit to the dead. Do not give credit to the dead because Allah, that's his job. Well, it is, huh, brother? It's Allah's job, the way he created you to do. So you put emphasis on the grave. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Let me show you how the stupidity of ignorance. Do you know that the masala, that's where we make sajda prayer, is for the living? So why did he tell you that the deceased is not supposed to come in the masala? It's not for the dead. It's for the alive. That's what the call of prayer is. Allah is telling you to come to life. Did you know that? Come to live.
So how do you call the dead in the masala? But this is America. And we can't get halal. Some people would starve to death that eats meat. Why? Because they know enough halal restaurants and halal meat packs around this city. So you go and you buy your food out of the supermarket. And you say, Bismillah. You trust your Lord. That Lord will make sure it ain't poison. Yes, you trust your Lord. Because it's not convenient. Maybe one day it would be convenient. But you got to eat. Isn't that common sense? So you don't bring the deceased in the masala. But we have nowhere else to bring them. So it's permissible. It's permissible. If you on an island, brothers and sisters, and you can't eat nothing, the pig running around there, you don't die, fool. You cook that animal. And you eat just enough to kill your hunger until you can get to some real food. It's permissible by Allah. Now, how do you know that stream, but you don't know that the masala is not the place for the dead? Okay, so we have them there. But then they want you to think that you're talking to the dead. What part you didn't understand? The dead is dead. It's dead, brother. Talk to the bird you just killed. It's dead. Matter of fact, you ate it. It was dead. It's dead. It's dead. You dead right now in your understanding. You better kill that understanding and die a life of dead so you can come and live. So they got you in the grave. You in the grave and you asking Allah to open the grave wide so they can be comfortable. Where did this come from? Whose mind is this? What part you didn't understand? And if you don't talk about Moses, he won't live. If you don't talk about Noah, he will not live. If you don't talk about Jesus, he will not live. If you don't talk about Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not live. It will die amongst you. You must talk about the ones that passed here that left a legacy. That's how Satan killed your understanding. You will not talk about them children's father. Why you killed the children's father? There's young men growing up hate their daddy because you killed the father, and you know perfectly well who went into your womb and dropped that seed. So that you understand, what do you think Satan did? Yes, Satan don't want you to know your daddy, but the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, most of them don't even know their father Adam because you don't talk about him. And you got some individual telling you, do not speak of the good of the dead. And you accept it. I said, what's going on here? But let me introduce you to something. I went to a funeral. A man that by marriage was an uncle. And they gave him accolades. For he was known to be sharp in his dressing. Matter of fact, I looked at him. I had to look at him because he was hooked. You used to see the combination of the suit he had on. So I know if this man is damn near 90. Everybody talked about his firmness and how he would come around sharp on Issa. Everybody say Uncle So-and-so is a bad man. But listen to the preacher who was a female. She said, brothers and sisters, in that casket is nothing but earth, mud. She said, that carcass is our flesh. And we getting ready to take it to the grave so we can feed our insects, our worms, and feed our ants, our termites. Elijah looked at me I looked at him, and he said, did you hear what this woman? She must be listening to Blog Talk Radio. Said, we don't die. I said, my God, she should have did our janaza. He should have did the Christian funeral because he was all in the grave. He wouldn't let the mud go back to the earth in which it came from. He put the whole community that was listening back in the grave. Get out that grave, brothers and sisters. Nobody came back here and told you nothing. You got to have a faith. You have to live. Death is a sign to you that that's where that remain is going. But there's no ugly in the will of Allah. I'm telling you right now, as you hear my voice, and it's being recorded. Yes, give my accolades away, but understand I ain't in there. And don't be sorry for me because this is a temporary world. Until Allah wills it, because I can't take my life, that's a sin. But until Allah wills it, I am satisfied that I'm going to heaven. I ain't rushing to go nowhere. I'm living forever in my will and my desire for the future. But if I don't wake up tomorrow, you should feel proud that I'm going to paradise. Inshallah. Ain't no ugly in that. There's no more pains, no more aches. I don't have to be on the radio trying to convince nobody I did my job. Allah said, remove them. I accept your will, Allah. Pray I'm one of those workers that you say, welcome to paradise, human. Stop putting interests in the dead. The dead can't hear. Well, hell, why would you want the dead to hear you? You talk to Allah. You go to the grave and talk to Allah. Oh, Allah, bless my mother, bless my father, bless my siblings. Bless the men and women of my community. Open up paradise for them. Allah, who else do you have to talk to? Well, Allah says, close to us in the jungle of vain. Allah will distribute it to his angels. Be it is, they heard you. Telling you to pray, and they can hear you. You can't hear me when you sleep. That's spookism. You pray to Allah for your deceased. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, I didn't say it, I hear all my recipients. So if you speak Chinese, pray to your Lord. If you speak Russian, pray to your Lord. If you speak English, pray to your Lord. For Allah knows your thoughts before you even think it. He knows your heart, brothers and sisters. But this is what comes in front of us, and it kills the substance in which Imam Wadisi Muhammad tried to give to us. And y'all let these birds come around. I feel your enemy anyway to Imam Wadisi Muhammad. You know, they got a saying, seek refuge in Allah, but tie your camel. Where they get that one from? How do you seek refuge in God? You need anything else. Tie your camel. Well, you make a dua. Oh, Allah, I seek refuge in you. Okay, let me go up and tie my camel. So as you stand up, you just had a heart attack. You ain't never got to the camel. Well, you said you had to tie your camel because you ain't going to just seek refuge in God. Nothing happens without his will, brothers and sisters. But that's a pervert. From the Arabs. I don't know where y'all get it from, but there's our Baba in the Seven Thieves. He says, seek refuge in God and tie your camel and sharpen your sword. That ain't nowhere in Scripture. But go look at the Proverbs of the Arabs when their ignorant time said that. And you got Muslims today talking about tie. You got emails saying tie your camel. You need nothing else but Bismillah. That's it, God's name, not in God's name. You got men now trying to change it with God's signature. Well, that can't be.
even I know you have to sign four times because signatures are different. It's how you feel. Let your wife get you upset. That's a signature. Let your wife please you. That's another signature. Let you be out your damn mind. That's a signature. Let you be in your right state of mind. That's your original signature. So you have four different signatures. So here's a man saying that God is wishy-washy. He's emotional. God's with God's signature. I want to change the language. No, brothers and sisters, he may have read the Arabic, and Allah said it in Arabic, and by him knowing the language well, it came out with God's name. You can't come in God's name. None of us could come in God's name, but you could come with God's name. Inshallah, brother, I'm going to do such and such. Inshallah, only if God wills it. So the proper word is with God's name, not in the name of God. We live today and believe we're going to die tomorrow. What the hell are you living for? You should be grieving. You live today, but you might die tomorrow. I ain't going for that. Man, what is D. Muhammad taught me that? You live today as tomorrow is the world. It's the future. That's what I live for. I got foresight. That's more than just tomorrow. Tomorrow is just a metaphor. I live for the future. My mind is all the way around the world. I had billions. I handle billions. I want trillions with a T. Well, I ain't going to get it today, and I might not get it tomorrow, and I might not get it next year. How about 5 years? How about 10 years? But I believe I'm going to get it, but not for my self-gratification, to be able to help humanity. Yes, I believe in that, so I ain't dying tomorrow, unless Allah wills it. Inshallah, I'm alive. But there's two things that Imam gave us of the human being. Today is good. Take advantage of it. Tomorrow, it could be repercussion. But don't give up, brothers and sisters. Don't let it disappoint you. Don't dismiss it. Because when you realize that today and tomorrow can turn around, but both of them goes away. That changes everything. You can't hold on today, and you surely can't hold on to tomorrow. So whether it's good or bad, you accept it. That's your test. That's your trial. Today, mama's living. Tomorrow, she's gone. Accept it. Because both of them are the will of God. But while she's here, enjoy her. While your siblings here, enjoy them. While your loved ones here, enjoy, because tomorrow they could be gone. But if you get wrapped up on that they left, you could be gone the next day. Now you can't get wrapped up on anything. But you can make an example to the rest of them before you leave here how to accept the will of God. This ain't taught in Genesis. While you come in there making rituals and don't have a clue why this is all happening. And you confuse this one mind that depend on you. But brothers and sisters, they don't have their own mind. They're not reading the Quran. They're reading somebody else. Remember what it means? Muhammad says his tafsir is, Imam Muhammad said, quote him, his tafsir is Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They jealous. Muhammad the Prophet, brothers and sisters, did not talk to the people in his feelings, in his ways. He spoke the juice of the Quran. So Imam said, now that I know that, you learn Arabic of the Holy Quran, not Arabic. When you start learning Arabic, you done got out of the after pattern. Learn the Quran.
learn the Arabic of the Quran. Some call it Arabic of the Quran. Okay, I'll go for that, as long as it's the Quran. But don't come here, brother, from Saudi or from Egypt or from Turkey and teach me Arabic. I ain't interested in learning Spanish. I got daughter-in-laws that can tell me what you're saying if you say it in Spanish. I ain't trying to learn French. I ain't trying to learn Chinese because they all trying to learn what I learned. What's that? English. You can't make it in this country if you don't know English. While you want to make the American Caucasian upset, don't speak his language. That's the language we know. And every foreigner, if you're successful, got to learn this language. And they all migrate here because there's no democracy. Isn't that amazing? Islamic country, but no democracy. The poor is poor, and the rich is rich. There ain't no in-between. So you come here where there's democracy. This is English here, brothers and sisters. So they have lost their dialogue of English to learn Arabic. That's why they can't go nowhere. That's why they're in the grave telling you about the dead and not the living and why we come together as a janazah. I did not tell you I'm perfect. I have flaws. A whole lot of people don't like me. And there's a whole lot of people that do like me. I'm not getting into heaven 100%. But Allah says 51%. I think I'm doing real well, that I'll make it to heaven. But I want to do better. So that jinn is in all of us. And we have to halal our own jinn. Allah is not going to help you. He created you intelligently. So you got to use your intelligence. But you also, brothers and sisters, has got to be able to read the Holy Quran for yourself or you will never get it. You will never, ever get it if you don't read the Holy Quran. But in reading the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, you got to see it, not out of your naked eye. That ain't what Allah is trying to give you, out of your naked eye. The naked eye can only see so far. How about 10 feet away? How about 40 feet away? Other than that, you can't see. You can't focus it. So what eye is Allah asking you to see out of? Your heart. It's got to be in your heart. If it ain't in your heart, you ain't going to be able to see. Don't that make sense? You got to be able to see the Quran, but you ain't going to see the Quran if you all filthy and dirty and you got no moral decency. You should thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. For he did his job, and Allah removed him. Imam Warsi Muhammad told us to read that Quran for yourself. You don't need him. But if you don't give credit where credit's due, you get no more. Allah will not give you no more. So these men are running around here playing like they are imams and won't tell you where they got it from, afraid that you will start reading it yourself and now you don't need them. It's a game. Everybody play a game. Well, guess what? I got a call, and I'm going to say it openly, and a brother sent me a letter that the imam, Walid D. Muhammad, sent to all of the imams, signed by Imam Walid D. Muhammad. And I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, if all y'all who have these buildings called masjid or center, or it could be Islamic center, it could be Islamic community, if you made more than three prayers there, it's a masjid. Wherever you make salat and you make sajda prayer there, it's a masjid. Allah's whole earth is a masjid, so you can call it whatever you want to call it. Stay out of the building. Don't make sajda prayer, then it's not a masjid. But if you make three prayers there and bow in sajda prayer, that's a masjid. Every masjid is not under the community. You are not a father of mine. Now, that's going to be printed in the Muslim Journal. It's going to be sent all over so you can see it for yourself. That you ask that imam, is this the community masjid? Yes, show me the deed. If they can't produce the deed, then you know why they can't bring nobody with them. Allah ain't giving it to them. because they for themselves. And every time something happened, you are out. Just like you out of your mess did right now. And two lowlifes that scum of the earth call themselves Muslims stole your money. And they think that they are not going to be punished. Took $800,000. Now, you don't put over $1 million in them buildings. But they took your money. They should thank Allah. All of them should get on their knees and bow their head. Because if this was yesterday, I'm sorry to say, it would be so much repercussion that they would not be able to withstand it. Each one of them individually will be met with the wrath of God. That's how we was taught. All right, you can't do it today. But Allah is sufficient. They're going to pay. They're going to pay for what they did to the Ummah. But you cannot say that that child was molested on your watch and you ain't taking responsibility. You don't even want to admit that you have messed up big time playing double dealing. And because they kicked you out, all of a sudden you're doing your own thing. But your own thing ain't working because ain't nobody coming. So all these masjids that's under the family name and dictatorship, hey, you're a free spirit. You heard what Satan said. Iblis said, how do you give them this power? They have a right to choose right or wrong. Well, you're choosing wrong, brothers and sisters, when you say that some meted family, because an imam is alive or dead, is in control of the masjid. That's not Islam. That's your Islam. And you will never grow. And this is happening all in this state. And I don't know about any other state. But it's not Imam Waruddin Muhammad. I appreciate that you leave his name alone. Go on with about yourself. Go on with your bad self. Wish you all luck in the world. I don't hate you. Christianity, you'll be better off with it. Because this ain't no suit of clothing. You don't wear it today and take it off tomorrow. And it is or it isn't. That's the reality. Don't call this station because you're going to get the real deal. And let me say this to you. I hope you're listening. It hurts my heart that one say they on the deen, but they want to die alone. They don't want their siblings to be a part of their death. Now that's some idol god worship. That's some what you call atheist. That ain't El Islam. Brothers and sisters, they say if you die, have less than 50 people at your grave site, and you did nothing in this world. Nobody cares about you. It's like committing suicide. You can't take the position of God and kill yourself. Allah don't accept suicide. That means you are Allah. So here you living and committing suicide while you live. You don't want to talk to your siblings. You don't want to be around your family. You don't want nobody to come to your grave. Well, hell, you might as well be Dracula. Because Dracula gets into the coffin by himself. Nobody cares about Dracula during the day. And then he comes out and he bites everybody. You living and you biting everybody, sucking their blood. I mean, this is a shame, a disgrace, that we have fell victim to Satan's ways. You better ask Allah for forgiveness and you better open your heart. I was watching a program. And then, lady, this is a true story. I said, when the last time you talked to your son? I ain't talked to my son. He ain't called me. I ain't called him. I said, but you the mother. Said, that's all right. Let him stay out there. Can't go. She said, you can't go to your grave like that. Call your son. Who is got stupidity that he won't call you. But you get the barricades. Let him walk around here in hell. And she called her son. And she died a few months later. But she made amends with Allah. you have to make amends while you're alive, brother and sister, because when you get to the day of judgment, you're going to beg Allah, oh Allah, send me back to earth. I'll do it all over. God, too late. When it's over, it's over. That's why that angel ain't there on the right. No, he's gone. Your portfolio will be red in the final day of judgment. And you can't clean it up, but you can clean it up now. You can clean it up right now, brothers and sisters. You can go to your Lord and ask him for forgiveness for anything you've done. And Allah will reward you. Yes, he will reward you. You can get blessed by begging Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. Give me the strength. Let me embrace my family. Let me love my children. Let me love my siblings. And oh Allah, if I mistreated my parents, forgive me. Allah will forgive you. You got to go to Allah for forgiveness. No one can help you. Let me leave you with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says when you get off the pattern, you came and call his creation to help you. That's broad. He didn't say you can't call your daddy, your mama, your siblings, your friend, your neighbor. He said you can't even call his creation. All that is his creation. They cannot help you. So you cry to Allah. Listen what Allah says. Listen. I didn't say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said it. What did he say, Murad? Listen what God says now that you're begging him. Who are you begging? I'm begging Allah. Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, why are you begging Allah? Because I need Allah to help me. He's the only one can help me, so I'm going to beg Allah. So look what Allah says to you. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, I'm not helping you. You can't cry to me. He said, you got to help yourself. Wow, your Lord is telling you, you got to help yourself, brothers and sisters. Isn't that amazing? He's saying, you got to help yourself. Allah said, I'm not helping you. But what I got to do, Lord? He said, you got to please your soul. Whoa, you got to please your soul. And when you please your soul, Allah said, nah, I'm pleased with you. Ah, that's powerful. That is powerful. I'm going to reiterate. You can't call on God to change that which is bothering you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not change a people. That means you, your daughter, your sons, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbor. No, I will not change a people until they change that which is bothering their soul. So what part you didn't understand, come back and give it to you again since you didn't comprehend. Do not call me. For you cannot please me until you please your soul. So meaning if you're happy in your soul today, Allah is happy with you. I created you to be intelligent. I put you above the angels. I gave all the creation to you, man, woman. And now you're begging me that something you could change? Change that which is bothering your soul. Get up from that dirt and that mud. Get up from being a prostitute, a hoe, a pimp, or a dope dealer, gangbanger, a child molester. Get up from there loving women, licking on women, men with men. Get up from there. I will not change you. Change that which is bothering your soul. Now, your soul, please, sister. Is your soul, please, brother? And you just pleased Allah. That's powerful. Because that's what he instilled in us as the Khalifa. The Khalifa is sensitive. Why? It's female. It's plural. It multiplies. He didn't say Khalifa. He said Khalifa. You are
the sensitivity of this community. You are the sensitivity and love of this community. You are the sensitivity and the love of this community, passion. That you love this community like you love your babies. That's needed. I don't lead you, brother. I'm a Khalifa. Khalifa don't want to be out front. The Khalifa don't want to be a dictator. That's man. A Khalifa want to oversee the community of the human beings. And wherever it's need my sensitivity and my love and my affection, then I'm the Khalifa. You Christians, you have it called Virgin Mary. You thought that meant one person that didn't have a man entering to her. No, she was in her right state of mind. Allah ain't looking below your navel. You are strong enough to protect that. He is saying that you have to be able to clean up the community with your sensitivity and your love like you do your children. You're the Khalifa over the whole community. So she's not Virgin Mary in her physical sense of the word. No one talks to her intellect but Allah. She's in her right state of mind. There's no tampering with that mind. You can't touch her soul. She's Virgin Mary. She's over top of the church. She has the sensitivity and the love for the church, and you're looking for one person. There's no such thing as no one Khalifa. Every human being is a Khalifa. So the Christians call it every human being is Virgin Mary. And you say, brother, I don't wear no skirt. Yeah, you don't have no love and affection either. I don't look pretty. Yeah, because the things you do is ugly. I don't make babies. Yeah, because you can't create nothing. That's why you stand still with 30 people, 40 people, 60 people, maybe 100, and come together for a convention. You might have 200. No, you can't produce nothing. You better come back to your El-Fitra and be that Khalifa that Allah gave to our father, Adam. We're the type of Adam. You can look for Kinta Kinte if you want to. But I'm beyond Kinta Kinte. Every human being came from the soul, one soul, male and female, named Adam and Eve. That's El-Islam. That's the Holy Quran. But we got it confused. We practice rituals. We don't even understand that we're practicing idol gods. Idol gods. You're putting the gods in the earth. We put emphasis on the earth. And these white folks that's in power understand it. That's why they charge you so much money. Because they got you wrapped up. Oh, I know the Muslims feel, oh, we don't do. Yes, you do. You go for anything, you don't know cemetery because you don't think you're going to die. You own a few plots, but they get you with that. Can you imagine 20,000, 15,000, 100,000, about 400,000 in Jersey campaign about what they're doing with us when we get buried? Well, brother, we'll block every cemetery. We're picking it. We ain't letting nobody in until you change your rules. Well, that's powerful. They ain't making no money now. They losing. Hundreds of thousands. Yeah, just the way we took the cross down. We took the cross down under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We had the idea, but it was Imam Wallace, Muhammad told us, go and make sure they can take that image of Jesus off the wall. All over the country. They took it down. The cross is okay. It's better than putting a white man with blue eyes and blonde hair, a pale face, and tell us that he is the Son of God. Take it down. You want to go for that? You go for it. But that's idol gods. Anything physical you can touch, that's idols. And brothers and sisters, you come into these different buildings and you don't want to make salat because they got a picture on the wall or a mirror on the wall. Allah knows your heart, fool. They know you ain't praying to no mirror, no idol god. But this is a spookism. Oh, I'm not going in there because there's a dog in there.
You ain't created the dog, fool. The dog got sensitivity. The dog got feelings. The dog will protect. And the dog will kill and give their life for their master. Well, would you do that? No, some of y'all send your wife to jail. You don't even do time. You don't even take the weight. Some of y'all beat the woman. Some of y'all let someone come in and rob her and rape her. Hell, she might as well get a dog. Because you worse than the dog. You don't have no affection, but you don't respect God's creation. You didn't create it, man. But you ain't going in there. You got your dog tied up? Yes, all right, I'm coming in. Oh, man, I can be on this radio for another hour talking about the stupidity and the ignorance. And that's another story about these cats and these dogs. And you find out that some people got them doing more than what they're supposed to do. That's how, well, that's another story. I don't even want to talk about that. But brothers and sisters, we have to come together as a community. We have a unified prayer we're doing next month. You should look at your calendar because we are going to put 60,000 people for Juma prayer. We're going to shock this whole state. See, that's what I do. That's why I like to be a part of Essex County and Union County. And know what they say, oh, we with the foreigners. Yeah, we with the foreigners. But when we come together, we bring senators, president of the United States, which is coming into town on the 15th. We associate with government. Government that takes the taxpayers' money and give it to everybody but us because we ain't a part of it. New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC that brings you this broadcast, Mirage Speaks, we ain't stuck on stupid. We got a lot of things that we are doing, and our law is God. Right now, we're part of a major hospital. And our Muslim brothers, our doctors, has joined us, and they were smart. Because you can't come in America and walk around us and not appreciate the men and women that suffer here. Imam Donnell Kareem was at a meeting, and they had a sister from a foreign country represent the Islamic world. And she talked about everybody but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. So he raised his hand. He said, my sister, you might have been in this country for 20 years dressed like that. But in the 40s, they was dressed like that. And I got one right next to me. Her name is Gloria. That's my wife. You see how she's dressed? Well, she's been dressed like that since the 40s. Blew their mind. Because they don't want you to know what we have established in America. I am a student of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, and I take pride in saying so. But both of us come from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we are proud of that. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was his daddy, and indirectly, he was my daddy. And I loved him just as much as he loved his own daddy. And I would have gave my life for him. And that man made us clean up internally, which is what Wudu and his son, Imam Wallace Muhammad, called us to prayer with no bloodshed. No bloodshed whatsoever. That ain't a miracle. You tell me what is. And so today, we are practicing our rituals. But rituals will not get you in heaven, brothers and sisters. Allah says in the Quran, turn east nor west, it's not your heart and believe in Allah. So the question was, well, what is El-Islam? You know what El-Islam is? Charity. Oh, yes. Zakat. Zakat is El-Islam. You got to take care of the poor, the needy. That is greater than your rituals. This is Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you think about the needy? Do you think about the women that are being battered? You think about the children that don't have homes? You think about the senior citizens that's eating dog food because they can't afford nothing else? Do you think about that? No, all you do is go and pray. That's all you do. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, brother. Inshallah, inshallah. and you don't give nothing to the poor. Rituals don't get you in heaven. Deeds get you in heaven. Lamadine means religion, but deen means debt. You owe a debt to your Lord. Individually, you owe a debt, brother. And you can stay behind that wall and don't see what the world's about. And put that veil over your eyes so you cannot see and not help your neighbor. Why, brother, you're going to pay for that. And I wouldn't be so quick to talk about all this knowledge I have, because Allah will judge you by the knowledge that you claim you have. We got to come out of this spookism. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad took 42 years to clean us up. Now we ready. Remember what the Muhammad brought us to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have came over to understand that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not the prophet of God, but he prophesies the future, because he had the type of his brother, Muhammad the prophet, in him. He told us this day will come. I didn't come here to teach you religion. One after me will teach you your true religion. Did it not happen? He prophesied that we will have our names. Did it not happen? Prophesied that we will see our Lord for himself. Did it not happen? So he had a vision. That's how Allah works. He gives one a vision to give to many. But he takes one from amongst you. It happened amongst all nationalities but us. As soon as one came to us, we become jealous. Yes, with your ingrate self. And I'm duty proportioned. And I thank Allah I'm duty proportioned. Because I will tell you what Allah has given me with no fear. I don't fear anything when I know that God created me. I don't like telling a man that taught me how to defend myself. No, I feel bad about that. But I have to send a message to him that he ain't got my heart. See, I don't play. I don't know how to play. I don't believe no one can whoop me, not man on man. I believe if you pull a gun on me, in my mind, how fast thought travel, 25,000 miles per second, I would be able to take that gun from you. You pull that trigger, it jam. It ain't jamming on me. You're a lost cause. That gen I'm working on. I'm not the aggressor. But I'm a type of person that I go into a zone. I don't care how big you are, how strong you are. You won't see your children no more. Can't take your life because I think it would be selfish. I ain't fighting you because you attacked our law. But I don't hear where it's not written that you ain't going to see no more. You won't see your children no more. You can feel them and touch them. What happened to him? He made a mistake. He made a mistake and came up against Marah Muhammad. That's who I am. I was raised like that. And I was taught to go into the intellectual as like the imam. And I'm trying my best to not allow that jinn to be a part of me. Just leave me alone. It's okay. Don't ever disrespect me. Because I believe I got a lot to say. So I don't know a man on this planet is capable of taking me out. I don't care if it's 3 or 4 or 5 of them. Someone's going to pay for all of them. That's who I am. That's why I can walk freely, because I'm duty proportioned. I can accept however you come. But I'm a humble man. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Alameen, trustworthy, came against his nature. Them brother, ain't one. Well, that's a sign. You got to fight that Satan, that jinn. So the jinn is in me. I'm trying to make him Muslim. He ain't a Muslim. He's a sympathizer. So, yes, I will make an example for everybody. Now, get me by myself, I'll drop my head. I can take it. I got tough skin. Walk away. But you can't promote it. don't you ever promote that you can hurt Muhammad. Now, I got men that love me just as strong. Men that you wouldn't even know about told me, I got your life. What do you mean, brother? There ain't nobody touching you. I will kill them. I said, whoa, wait a minute, brother. We ain't killing nobody. He said, let somebody bother you. So that means I got a burden. I got to be careful. Because you accidentally, now nobody lives. I can't be a part of that. But I ain't here to hurt nobody. I tell my Muslim sisters, you don't have to love me. You don't have to greet me. But if that enemy come in here and your husband ain't there, who gonna protect you? You don't even give me the greetings. I'll protect everybody. I'm gonna come to you, but you're the last one. That's the way a community is supposed to be. You're supposed to protect that wife with the absence of her husband as if she's your wife. That's a community. A community is better than sex. It's better than ego. And it's better than money. We're a community. We'll give our life for that which is right. They come in there. They got to come through me. I would give my life for my sisters. My brother, too. I got your back. And that's where we need to stop this. Being arrogant as if God, Allah said, whoa to the arrogance. I didn't say Allah said it. Brothers and sisters, if I say anything to hurt you or to make you feel shame, I apologize. That's not my intention. I'm trying to wake you up. If I split any bird or mispronounce anything of the Arabira, I'm human, but you got the point. But if I can get you to come out of that stubbornness and stand up in your spirit and your soul and your intellect and be obedient to God, give that to Allah. I greet you from the Arabira language for Muhammad the Prophet. May the peace and blessing be upon him, and that's the salute to all the prophets. From the Arabic language of the Holy Quran, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.